certainly very, very much a chizuk to see such a large oilam that is matriach to gather together the cover the yeshiva. Certainly a chizuk for all those that are in the yeshiva, and it's greatly appreciated. It's a remarkable thing that when Golos Mitzrayim began, so it began with Yaakov Ubanov going down to Mitzrayim. That was the Haskalah of the Golos Mitzrayim, the Haskalah eventually that became the Shibud in Mitzrayim. And that was when it was Nigzar and Klal Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu lived the last segment of his life. We would say he himself presented himself as an old man, but the seif of his life, where there doesn't seem to be much expressed in the Torah about what went on with Yaakov Avinu, but he was part of that process, the Haskal of Golos and Mitzrayim. The Rashiv, as a friend of Rafa, the Baal Avodas Levi, used to speak often about what Chazal tell us, that when Klal Yisrael went into Golos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, did a chesed and sent them into Golos early, that the Talmidei Chachamim, Chesh v'Hamazger, they should be with them when they go into Golos. So they went, it was Kedai for the Churban to be earlier, that they should go into Golos and they should have the remnants from that earlier generation to be able to have the wherewithal to make it through the Golos. So it seemed to me that Yaakov Avinu's presence in Mitzrayim, being part of the Yordan Mitzrayim, was a necessary ingredient to be able to give that next generation the ability to deal with the challenges of Golos. When one thinks, what does it help to have from the earlier Dairis, when the challenges of every generation are new, they never repeat themselves, they're always unique to that generation. So one would think that having people, Skenim, from an earlier generation, they're not really capable of giving Hadracha how to deal with the new challenges. They didn't experience those challenges. The challenges of this generation is different than the generation before, and certainly Dairis before. What's the role of the Skenim in Klal Yisrael to help with the challenges of future challenges? To me, it seems that what the Skenim provided for us, and I think this is what a person gains in his youth when he learns in yeshiva as a younger person and he's exposed in yeshiva to people from earlier dairis, the yesoidus and the perspective in life, priorities, how to deal with life in general. It's the mahalach hachayim that gives the person the ability to deal with life's challenges. The hadracha that a person gives to one's children. You can't address every single question, every single challenge that a child will be facing in his future life. There'll be new matzavim, there'll be matzavim that parents never dreamt would even be challenges. So what do you do to equip the children? What kelim can you give them to be able to deal with future challenges? The kelim that a child needs to get from his parents, and this is what Talmidim receive in yeshiva. The kelim are an understanding of what life is about, understanding that a person's tafkid in life is avodas Hashem, having a sense of honesty, being honest with himself, being honest, recognizing that his tachlis achayim is serving the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be able to prioritize, to not be overwhelmed, to not be swayed and not be persuaded by what's out there. These yesoidus were mekabel from the earlier dairis, and this gives us the ability to deal with our challenges. So someone who's a younger person, who's going to be facing challenges that the earlier Dairis would never have even imagined would be challenges. So the answer is not in the details of what am I supposed to do, but the answer is that I have the ability to step back and think, what does the Rabbanu Shlalom want? The Demus Deyuknai that gives us the strength to deal with our challenges is an understanding of, I have a Demus Deyuknai of the Ziknei Hadar, of the Talmidei Chachamim, the Gedolim, and what did they stand for? They imbued in the Talmidim a sense of achrayis to Torah, a sense of achrayis to Avodah, and a sense of achrayis to Gemilus Chasadim. They had a sense of achrayis that a Yid has to live with responsibility to himself, to his mishpacha, to his kihila, understand what's important, understand how to make decisions. The details are not really that important. The details is just a question of an application. I was sitting recently at a chasana with Rav Elia Brudny, and he told me that he was at a chasana many years ago, and the Rashiva Baal Avodas Levi came to the chasana, and he was not a good traveler, and he basically barely made it to the end of the chasana. He was wasn't feeling well. So at the end of the chasana, and Rav Elia was drafted by Rabbi Neuberger to take care of the Rashiva, he was schmoozing with the Rashiva, and he asked him, sort of agav, does the Rashiva go to Menichat Talmidim's chasanas? Is that what the Hanhoga was in Europe, in Slabodka? So the Rashiva said, in Slabodka it wasn't that important, but in America it is. Because in America, the Rebbeim are the parents of the Talmidim. And he had that sense of achrayis that in America it's necessary for a Bayim to understand that they have to play the role of parents. To a certain degree, it's achshadara. We're living in a generation, we're kenayin hara. There are so many b'nei Torah who are talmidim of yeshiva, who are parents of talmidim, who are grandparents of talmidim. So the Liayin Hara, we have an Olam HaTorah where there are actual parents and grandparents to be meiser to their children and grandchildren. But Afal Pichein, everyone, every person himself and his children and his grandchildren, they're mekabel something from their Rabbeim, they're mekabel both from their parents and grandparents, but from their mekabel from their yeshivas. This kesher, there's kesher to Godless B'Torah, to Hasagas B'Torah, and Saif Kol Saif, that's the foundation that puts the person on his feet to be able to live his life like a Ben Torah. It gives him the strength to be Eimed in the Nisyonos that we cannot escape. The Nisyonos, as the Gemara says, Yetzer is Mischadish B'Chol Yoyim, he's always a step ahead of us. But the Kayach, to be able to be Mizgaber, is not because I have all the answers. It's because I have the chinuch and the hadracha to understand what's important, what's a priority, what do I have to do to keep myself attuned to what's my focus in life. As a Talmud of the yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, tonight, I've met people that were in yeshiva before my time. We have in the Olam somebody, I was in Rabbi Sittner Shir, my Rebbe is here. We have people who are my peers, people who are my Talmidim. But throughout the years, the Meshach Hashanim, as one looks at what the yeshiva has accomplished, the yeshiva has tremendous nachas and pride from all the B'nai Torah that the yeshiva has produced. The Rosh Yeshiva have put their kaiches without any gvul for the Talmidim, and the Yeshiva has produced from the Talmidim Gedolei Torah, produced people who are shtarke b'nei Torah that the Yeshiva is very proud of. It's a chizuk for those of us who are working in yeshiva when Talmidim feel mekusher to the yeshiva. Just poshut having the sense of that his kashrus is a chizuk. It's greatly appreciated. But I would just want to be mesayim with a bracha. That, as I said, the room is filled with perhaps a spread in different generations. But Klal Yisrael revolves around the Bnei Torah. And the Bnei Torah are the ones who the Olam is aimed on. So you have the keiches to hold up the world. You have the keiches in your own learning, in your children's learning, in your Talmidim's learning, your grandchildren's learning. That's the keiach of being maimed this of being maimed the Olam. Yiratzayin, that this should continue, that people should be matzliach in their learning, in their avoda. Everyone should be healthy. And as I mentioned, it's a source of nachas and chizuk, both what all Talmidei HaYeshiva are doing, and we greatly appreciate the kesha. A good devach.